welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 15 with verses 22 through 25. That is why I have so often been prevented from coming to you, but now since I no longer have any opportunity in these regions, and since I have desired to come to you for many years, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be sent on my way there by you after I have enjoyed being with you for a time. Now, however, I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the holy ones. Those who have never heard of him shall understand. Do you believe this? We spoke about this verse yesterday. Can God give you understanding by your practice and prayer? Do we have to proclaim? God gives you the desire to practice the Word of God often each day, calling out to Him in prayer that makes it obvious you are proclaiming without need to worry if you can share the gospel or not. You, my friend, are already sharing it. Just as those who we meet ache to know the living God, we too can offer more opportunity to understand God's word to those who are struggling to see how tradition and commands of Jesus are met. Recently, we had a gentleman, who I'll say could be his granddad in age, came in with his cousin, who is in his early 20s, searching for a church to attend to help his life overcome the questions the young man has, as the older cousin was there with him in support, searching for the Spirit to lead him as the older figure in a living together alone report. My wife and I invited them to the local gardens called Bock Tower and treated them to lunch. The young man was so hungry for God, was in his throat, bellowing his need for understanding as my wife and I began to invoke the Spirit so holy in a prayer to discuss Jesus, body, blood, and divinity truly present in the host. Personal things were discussed and guided with care. The young man I could see ordained living Christ as his flare. For salvation to be understood, it takes a neighbor treating you as he would treat himself, more than just fair, anointed to discover a redemption, a call to take a hold of with care. Reach out to helping Jesus become what the world calls a dare. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children each day. Often during the day, I call out to, especially Alan and Alexandra. Pray for all of our children, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Prayers for those grandchildren of ours who are growing up quick, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for people who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for. As we pray for the dying each day, pray for the Lord to give them peace in their last breath. Pray, somebody prays for me. So we continue to pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. I practice, pray, and proclaim Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20. Amen. Today's poem comes from Romans 15. It's verses 22 through 25, a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's got a different title than anything in its verses. It's called, I'll See Your Agnostics and raise them a prayer fix. gospel-sharing Paul explains, is constant, preventing an earlier visit, years many spent. Region opportunity lends me to see you, agnostics. Passing way of Spain, I'll stop in for a prayer fix. Time being enjoyed, by your way we will pray. Minister now in Jerusalem, overjoyed, once holy each and every day. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's January 24th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We went a little over today of our 6:03 mark we shoot for. We're closing today in the name of Jesus. And 6:33, have an awesome day in the Lord. Thanks again for joining us. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.